Welcome to Box Office Battle. I'm Biggs.
I'm Zach.
I'm Brandon.
And we have a very special episode for you. We are delving out of our rigid confines of the box office and film world. We're going to get a little musical today.
Because Eric and Connor from shooting the show think that they can do it better than us, we're going to let them handle this one. So you may have heard this episode on shooting the show already, but you haven't heard it like this. This show is a well-oiled machine where we edit everything so that it goes fast-paced and it hits you in the crotch.
That's right. Hard-hitting, hard-looking, hard-living audio.
So we're going to give them the box office battle treatment. So here you go. Enjoy.
I'm Connor.
I'm Eric.
Michael's here.
Yay!
Michael's here.
I am here.
So basically what this is kind of a take on another podcast on the Not Safe for Network, Box Office Battle, where two people discuss two different movies and debate on which one is better, and then a third party decide who won. We decided to do that, but with records, music records.
Music records. You heard those music records?
Heard those music records, them record albums.
You heard them record tapes?
Oh, I heard them record tapes.
So that's why Michael's here. He is our third party.
He's the judge this week.
This is...
Maybe some week he'll argue his own record.
Maybe. Maybe I'll work up to it one day.
Hey, yeah. Don't be a bitch.
Yeah. Choose like the next couple weeks, man.
Damn. So
set high aspirations for yourself. And for our podcast.
Gotta feel passionate.
You're in this now.
Yeah. You're in it now.
I guess. All right. Walrus I'm down here.
So yeah, in the spirit of Box Office Battle, we'll be debating two different records.
Okay, I am arguing on behalf of Just Say Yes. Arguably my favorite album by arguably my favorite band.
Arguably?
Yes.
Your favorite band?
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that right now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy.
It is heavy. I'm scared.
My favorite band. I'll say it.
Okay, cool. Cool.
Not my favorite album of all time, but my favorite album by my favorite band.
There you go. That's what I was looking for, because I always thought Punchline... Michael always thought, right? Punchline was...
Connor's favorite band?
Yeah.
Oh, no, totally. Totally. I've known about Punchline since exactly when I, like... knew about Connor.
So you scared me. It would be like me saying the Coheed wasn't my favorite band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta have a favorite band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am arguing on behalf of, I would say kind
this
of
this is
a,
so tedious compared to Box Office Battle.
I know. It's like we don't know what we're doing.
No, it's like we just didn't cut something out of the beginning of this program. You're arguing on behalf of?
I'm getting to it.
Oh, for Christ's sake. I don't want to do this anymore. Michael, you can leave.
God damn it.
I was saying I would say a sister band. Punchline.
I would say that as well.
Or a brother band, however you want to take it.
Yeah, I think we can stick with Sister.
Okay.
I don't think anyone would be offended by that.
I don't think so. Bayside, The Walking Wounded, which is their third album.
Their third album.
Which can also be argued that Punchline's third album is Just Say Yes.
Yes, it can be argued as such.
Not technically.
Yeah, it's their third official release on a label.
Really fast, I just want to say that as your judge today.
Okay, what are you looking for?
Well, I just want to say that I have probably listened to both of these records equal amounts.
Okay.
I really like Punchline, but I equally really like Bayside. I might like Bayside a little more.
Does not surprise me.
Yeah, listen to a little more Bayside. But I've probably heard Just Say Yes probably just a little more, honestly, than The Walking Wounded. This record, Walking Wounded, I've probably heard the least of my Bayside listening, as far as that goes.
Yeah.
I know. No, it's really good. And I sped listened to both of them just before this, and right now, I have to say, I am equally torn between the two. Cannot.
They're both great.
Yeah, they're totally awesome. I love them both.
Just get that out of the way now. They're both great.
For almost the same reasons, I like them both. So, it's going to be totally up to your guys' arguments to suede me one way or the other.
Okay.
So, good luck.
Did you just say suede? Like suede leather? It's going to be up to our arguments to sway you.
Just like that leather.
Red.
Per.
Red.
Per okay. se.
Sorry, I just
yeah, you should throat. Do more of that.
Just had to clear my throat. I'm sorry.
Let me clear my throat.
Okay, so The Walking Wounded came out in 2007.
That is correct.
And it was a year before Just Say Yes, which...
What month did it come out?
I'm February, I think. I'm not sure. I'd have to look at it again.
Okay.
Yeah, it came out in 2007.
First half of the year?
I think so.
Okay, yeah. That's a year. About a year and a half before yeah. this yeah. punchline.
And I was actually going to argue for Shudder, but I know that that has a special part in your heart because they came out so close together.
Yeah, Just Say Yes and Shudder came out within about a month of each other, and they were both tremendously important to me in those corresponding high school years.
Yeah, so I didn't. I decided to go with Walking Wounded, which is good because it is actually my favorite Bayside album, I think. Like, shows the most progress, I think, of like what had come out so far.
It's remarkable.
It's crazy. Like, recording-wise, mm-hmm. it sounds years ahead of the past two.
Yeah.
Like, Sirens and Condolences and Bayside. But it's also probably their most meaningful because it's right after their drummer died. And that's actually how they got their name. It's not how they got their name, but they got their name from a Bad Religion song. All There Is. The whole album is about their condition after their drummer died. And it's got a badass name, The Walking Wounded. Another thing, Anthony Ranieri's first and probably only love song is on it.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Landing Feet First.
Indeed. You think that's his only love song?
I don't know. I can't think of another.
I think he definitely has more now.
Well, I mean, like in Bayside, at least.
I mean, since Walking Wounded, there are like definitely more that have come out. But I think before Walking Wounded, there are some that are pretty arguably love songs. That's a different conversation for a different day.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that's
I think I read that online, like that he said it in an interview or something. But I would think it was on Wikipedia. So
I think you could argue for a lot of old Bayside songs.
Yeah, probably. I haven't heard that much of Sirens and Condolences. So that's my opening statement.
Michael, any thoughts on his opening statement?
Well, I think it's kind of a little shanty that you're using Wikipedia as a source, but you know what? We're just going to roll with it, I guess.
Can I tell you something? Just right out the bat.
What's that?
Didn't use Wikipedia as a source at all.
Connor,
I just used
okay.
my memory and
But
experience.
If Eric does snake bite after everything he says.
Where's that memory come from?
Huh?
Where's that memory coming from?
From being around the band. Not like physically around the band, but like being around the band during the time of this release.
All right.
I remember this all firsthand.
I feel like, can I just say that I feel like you two are ganging up on me?
Hey, you bite that mic after everything you say, and then, you know, you're going to earn some bonus points here.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what it takes?
Yeah, dude.
Bite a mic?
Yeah, and
what
look
if
at
I
me
put some tongue in it
like that. Ooh.
What if I put some tongue in it?
Well, okay, I think we got a little battle going on.
Let me
here.
Make my opening like, statement first, and then I'll let you see how that mic treats you.
Proceed.
I'm sorry, did you have anything else besides criticizing his Wikipedia use?
No, that's about, I mean, other than that, I was like, thank you for... that wonderful introduction, Eric.
Yeah, well, it was just a little note that I wrote.
It was a good little note.
I wanted to share it.
I do see it. My handwriting is better than yours. Oh, he hit it. He's using it to hide a boner.
Shut up.
If anyone's ever been a boy in like 6th to 9th grade. That whole time period, I was just like one constant boner. So Just Say Yes, I think, is a very underrated record from a very underrated band. That's just like in the world of music, I think they're underrated. It has a cover based on the movie Big Fish. That's an interesting factoid. It's a record that I think has a song for every emotion. It was released in September of 2008. That was my freshman year of high school. It was a very perfect time for me to get this record. It came after they fulfilled their contract with Fueled by Ramen Records in 2006. They fulfilled that contract when they released 37 Everywhere. And so after they got off of Fueled by Ramen, they decided to open their own label. It's called Modern Short Stories. And they released Just Say Yes themselves. And they did that with money. They won with like a social networking contest. It's called the Contraband Contest. They won $25,000 and started their label with that. And it's also, I think it's a significant record because it's the last of all of their records that has the original three members of Punchline.
Boom. It's very, very well thought out opening statement. Connor's in the lead.
Oh,
thanks for telling me.
Sorry.
No, poker face on this judge.
I feel like I'm being ganged up on.
I did not set this up at all.
You paying him?
I had a pretty good tip day at work today. Okay.
Guitar work is fucking ridiculous on this record. Fucking ridiculous.
Really ridiculous. Yeah, I will agree with that.
I would say might be the best in their career. The new record is really good. Shudder also has some really good songs on it, but I think pound for pound, like at least 6 songs go hard as shit on guitar, and that is, as a guitar player, I feel like you can appreciate that, Michael.
Yeah, I mean, as a guitar player, that's something huge. The first thing I listen to, really. I'll 100% agree with that.
In fact, the only thing I wrote down for this argument is guitar work, holy shit.
Guitar work, yeah. Holy shit. So,
yes.
Enough said on that.
Just because I know with Box Office Battle, they do a rebuttal and then the next person's argument, I will rebut. Just because I feel like I have to rebut. And I would like to rebut.
Told.
And I like saying rebut. So my rebuttal is strictly that while I do think that within their canon, that's probably the all-around most inspired guitar work records, I don't think it has their best solo.
What is their best solo?
I think their best solo is on Shudder. Honestly, a couple different songs. The one that comes to mind is A Call to Arms.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think their best solo is on this record.
Okay.
But I'm not going to say anything else because I've already finished arguing.
Okay. My first argument. We don't have any fancy sound effects like Box Office Battle because we're raw and real.
We're raw and uncut.
We're raw and real.
Raw and uncut.
And real.
And uncut.
And real.
And uncut.
And real.
And uncut.
And real. All right, my first argument is a very succinct argument. I think that Ghosty is one of the best opening tracks of this decade. I think it's fucking incredible and just like really holds your attention for the rest of the record. Like you can get through the next 7 songs strictly on how awesome Ghosty is.
It's honestly, it's what has been stuck in my head since we started this. And I've gone through 2 records since then and it still keeps playing over. It's just got the catchiest, the hookiest hook.
It's so
of them all.
That song is exquisite. That music video is something to behold as well.
Oh, there's a music video.
Oh, it's something. It's after the drummer had left, so they got this dude to just play the drums, pretend to play the drums in a gorilla suit. That's not part of my argument, but you should think about it.
Thanks.
I will rebut.
I will rebut with... Let me think for a second, because I can't remember what the last song on Just Say Yes is.
I can.
I will say that The Walking Wounded is an amazing opening track as well. And they also have an amazing closing track with Popular Science, making a sandwich of a good album. The meat.
Juicy album sandwich.
In that sandwich is very good too. But I will also say I think that Flashlight is just as good as Ghosty, if not better.
Interesting. Okay.
And in Flashlight, there is Anthony Ranieri of Bayside.
It's a very long-winded rebuttal, I must say. But I know I can't rebut your rebuttal. I wouldn't rebut your rebuttal, given the chance.
Okay.
Given the chance.
A respectful thing. Handsome move on your part.
Your argument number 2?
My argument number 2. Progress and growth.
Oh, we've been looking at a slideshow this whole time, too. There's a graph on this slide.
But no, it's the best sounding of the 3 records that had come out. It's the best technically. I think the songs are meaningful. I think they have the most meaning out of most of the, like if not all of their records. And some of the best lyrics are on this record, I think. So... it's a shame that you haven't heard it as much, Michael, but it is very good, and it's my favorite.
Yeah.
That is my second argument.
To rebut.
Rebut it.
The album Shudder by Bayside exists. Mm-hmm. End of rebuttal.
Okay.
Wait, was Shudder after?
Yes.
Okay. So he was talking about before, though. He was talking about the preceding 3 or 2 albums before this. Of this
sure.
Third
okay. Verse. Yeah. If that's the one, if that's the argument you're going to make, that's fine.
Yeah.
I won't even rebut that.
I'm going to revoke your rebut.
Thank you. Thank you.
Eric really just feels like he got a win. here's an argument, and I'm coming at you hot. coming at you fast. I love this song. I think it's beautiful. I think that and I love this moment specifically, but I think that the hand claps in Landing Feet First are goddamn silly. And they're cheesy and they sound canned. And I'd like to hear you rebut that.
But Landing Feet First is, I mean,
it's a great song.
It's a great song.
It's a great song. Yeah. Fuck those hand claps.
The hand claps.
I love clapping
much.
With them. Yeah. Every time I play, I hear that song, I clap with them. Fuck those hand claps.
I think they're fitting.
That's not a rebuttal.
That's your argument? That's your argument against me? Okay. Rebuttal, I think that they're fucking fitting.
Okay, fine. Fuck this. What's your next argument? Anyone actually upset at all?
No, nope. Not at all.
We did it.
Argument number three, significance. This is a victory record. Not in the sense that it was on Victory Records, but
but like a V for Victory?
It's a win. It's a win. The band
it's a win.
And came back better than ever. They were inspired by the tragedy and created something amazing. And for that, I think it deserves just the whole victory in this whole competition.
It deserves the V?
Deserves the W.
Okay, yeah, totally. I'm not even going to rebut that. I'm going to rebut that by saying that I think that Just Say Yes is equally a victory record in that they were without a label, won a social media contest because of how engaged they were with their fans on the internet. And I say that as one of the fans they were actively engaged with.
Do you know?
It was a very fun thing to be a part of, like being a fan of that band.
Yeah. Do you know what the parameters of that contest were?
Like, I don't remember.
Okay.
I know it had a lot to do with like YouTube views. There were a lot of YouTube videos that the bassist Chris Fafalius put up during that time.
Hmm.
There were a lot of MySpace emails answered between me and them.
Nice. MySpace.
MySpace. I think that the emotional versatility of this record, specifically by this band, is pretty much unmatched in their genre. I don't think there's any like pop rock, like vaguely pop punk bands that are making as interesting emotionally records as Just Say Yes is.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I won't rebut that.
Okay. Got a waived rebuttal.
My closing statement.
Oh, I forgot we even did these.
This record isn't only significant in their career, but to their fans. The Walking Wounded is a banner that we can get under, which is backed up by the cover of the record, which is just a flag with the Bayside logo, which is Bayside with the dove. And the flag's just waving. And that's just a badass record cover. They have really badass record covers in general, I think.
Agreed.
And I think it's their most interesting album, musically and lyrically.
Fail. You lose.
I feel like I
you hit me with a paper airplane.
That?
Why would you do
Explain
that?
Explain yourself.
I hit the mic with the paper airplane so the audience could hear it, assholes.
Ugh, I hate you
well, okay,
so
well,
much.
Okay, well, bonus points for good shooting.
Yeah, you both were both fucking hypnotized when I threw it up in the air. You were watching it.
Yeah, because I was amazed by how big a dingus you were being.
Dingus? Really? Dingus?
All right. To close, I think that Just Say Yes is an inspiring... I wrote this all down, so it's going to sound like I wrote it because I wrote it.
And I'm like you're reading it.
I'm going to be straight with you.
Okay.
It's an inspiringly good self-produced and released and like fully independent effort from a band that I don't think gets enough credit in the world and that I wish would make something new. Yeah. And I think it deserves respect for the way that it attaches itself to your emotions. For the entire, like, 45 minutes that it lasts.
Yeah. I think Walking Wounded's 45, too.
Okay.
That's neat.
That's something. Yeah. Judge! Judge us!
Oh, man. Oh, gosh. Okay.
What?
I was just about to do it,
dear,
I swear to God.
You mean by that?
Well, I mean, I will agree. I really admire Bayside as a band for their kind of resilience. I mean, if Connor died, I don't think that we could make an album anywhere close to that. It's pretty amazing what they were able to accomplish, you know, in such face of such tragedy.
All you have to do is get a better drummer than me.
I was about to say, the drummer did get better.
Yeah.
Well, still. I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, I don't know. They were able to adapt with it, roll with it, and still be able to put out something
great. And like, they put out
great.
And this is like after the acoustic record, which is fucking beautiful. Yeah,
definitely.
Which was immediately after.
Yeah. Yeah. This record has like, I mean, one or two of like some of my favorite Bayside songs.
Agreed.
I mean, it's like I said, it's something that it's a record that I haven't really heard as much as the other records. Something that I do need to listen to more, and one that I do absolutely respect. Going over to Just Say Yes, I thought it was really interesting how you said that there was a song for each emotion. I am the worst at listening to lyrics of songs. I know everyone I've talked to seems to listen to the lyrics first, and that's the last thing I listen to. So I really do need to go through and just kind of, I guess, get the flow of the record and what the meaning is underneath it all. Yeah, that first song is so catchy, yeah. And it really, like, it's still just stuck in my head, and Connor didn't throw a paper airplane at me,
and I didn't mean to hit you,
you didn't bite the mic anymore, and look at me,
I did, right before you started talking, I was like,
every time, see, now it's just gross, I'm not into it anymore, I'm sorry.
I don't know, guys. The mic biting battle?
Oh,
I'll
bite the mic, motherfucker. Continue with your judgment.
So, I don't know. I'm still pretty torn. I wish I could call a draw, but that would be the cheap way out. So, in face of that, I am going to go with I just die. I just
heart attack. Episode over. I'm on the edge of my seat.
By a mere nudge, I am going to go with Just Say Yes.
God damn it.
If I can speak on the record.
How excited will you be when they announce a vinyl release of Just Say Yes? Because then they haven't yet.
Oh,
can
really?
I tell you something?
Yeah.
I will shit my pants when
yeah,
it happens.
Yeah, you will. I didn't know it wasn't a vinyl release.
No, it's like, I think it's the last one that they haven't released.
Ooh.
Like, not counting all their
That came out
shit.
In 07?
08.
08? Yeah, I bet, I mean, it's definitely not too far. Is a Real Boy just announced the vinyl release, and it's been over 10 years, so.
They've had a vinyl release of that before, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
Well.
I don't have a record player.
I will say that Just Say Yes is the record that got me into Punchline.
It's a great record.
Yeah.
And it's a very good record.
It's Walking cool. Wounded's a great record.
It's a great record. Yeah, no, 100%.
Just Say Yes wins.
Just Say Yes just wins.
Just Say Yes wins.
By a nose. Any loser statements, Eric?
No, we went out there, we played our hearts out, and we did it all for the love of the game. And
for like, God.
Everybody left it out on the field, and I think we had a good chance in the playoffs. And yeah, I think everybody played their heart out, and we went out there, and we left it out on the field. So I think everybody really played their heart out. So gave it
you said that four times.
Gave it 110%.
Yep.
You're not very smart, are you?
And we went out there and we left it all out on the court and
on the court now.
Yeah, and we just went out there.
Are you having a stroke? Someone check on this boy.
Left it all out on the river.
All right, so. I don't want you on my show anymore.
Canoeing, rowing.
Rowing.
Left it all out on the lake.
Left it on the pond. Hockey. Hockey?
Hockey.
Huh? On the pond?
On the pond?
On the fucking pond,
on
huh?
Fucking
pond.
Golden pond?
On fucking golden pond, huh?
Old Henry. Little wise man, oh. Give him a little advice. Yeah.
Two Fondas.
Get you through your adolescence.
Two Fondas on that fucking golden
maybe that
pond.
That awkward time you call puberty, it gets you through that?
Yeah, it fucking does.
On golden pond?
On fucking golden pond.
Teach a little guy how to fish.
Fucking.
In a fucking boat.
Yeah, on a fucking boat on Golden Pond.
On fucking
that's
Golden
where,
Pond.
That's where.
Most meaningful summer of his life. Both of their lives.
We should just talk for like an entire hour about on Golden Pond.
I don't remember it that well.
Yeah, we should watch it again. That movie's silly.
I watched it in high school class.
Do you have anything else to say about either of the records?
No, they're both good. Check them out.
Done. Michael?
Done. No, great, great records. Thanks for having me on Shooting the Show, guys.
Yeah, it's you're going to come back.
Always a treat.
You're going to come back in 3 days.
Okay.
And argue a record.
Okay. Oh boy. Give me a like same genre, same or
whatever record you want. Totally it can be about. One that you like or hate. You just have to argue like you like it,
one
and
of
then
us
at the
argue.
End we talk about how.
All right.
How we actually right. feel about it.
Cool. Okay.
Any record.
Any record. All right. Well, I'll see you guys in 3 days.
Cool.
Cool.
Good.
It's cool.
Good.
Good.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, buddy.
I think we can be done too.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't have anything else, honestly.
Me either.
Well, fine.
I prepared quite a bit
then.
For this. All right. I mean, yeah, it's just like the closing. So if you have anything else you want to say, how many of the shows on the network do you listen to? I'm going to trap you.
Okay. Well, honestly, how many? You should ask this question first: is how many podcasts in general do I listen to?
How many podcasts do you listen to?
Zero.
Okay.
Because
you don't even listen to our show.
Well, I mean,
thank you.
God. Well, I got.
I'd like you to leave.
Get the fuck out.
All right.
Put the fucking lotion in the basket.
Oh, no. Give me nightmares. No, just I got to get that set up, guys.
Was she a great big fat person?
What's that?
I got to get that set up. I need to start listening to podcasts.
Do you want me to do it for you, ones. Grandma?
That would be great. I know nothing about technology.
Okay, I got you.
In these cast
technology.
Bots.
I'm only going to subscribe you to our podcast.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Sounds good.
No, I'll subscribe you to every show on the Not Safe for Network.
Perfect. I love the Not Safe for Network.
Yeah,
they're
you can find
guys.
It. You can find it at Not Safe for Network on Facebook. Just search that shit. Not Safe for Network.
Hello, what can I do for you today?
Well, I am looking for Christmas presents for my family. Just, I really let it go this year. Do you have anything good for me?
Of course, the We Had a Good Life podcast, which you can find on the Not Safe for Network.
A podcast? I guess I was thinking more like a Furby, maybe?
Maybe Montucky Skies is more up your alley.
Is that also a podcast? Because again, I'm looking for something a little more tangible.
Podcast? Why, speak no further. We've got Box Office Battle.
You know, I gotta say, I'm beginning to feel like you're not listening to me. Again, looking for gifts like I can put in a box or a bag and wrap them for my friends and family.
Perhaps shooting the show would be more your speed.
You know, work with me, not for me. Let's try to attack this as a team. Again, gifts, family.
Is your family into art?
Sure, yeah.
Well, then the Thin Man podcast would be right up your alley.
All right, do you have something that's not a podcast? Because this is a little frustrating.
Real Roulette isn't a podcast anymore, but we do have the archives available on the Not Safe for Network.
I mean, it seems pretty clear at this point you have an agenda. You're not going to sell me the toy robot. You're not going to sell me the beautiful handbag. And you're not going to sell me that cool poncho. What are you going to sell me?
That's debatable. It's a podcast about arguing.
You know, I gotta say, at this point, I feel like I understand arguing. So, I'm tempted, but again, not what I'm looking for.
So you're looking for something tangible that you can hold in your hands?
Ideally.
Well, why not the Not Safe for Network podcast, which you can hold in your hands on your iPod or MP3 player?
Sure, that counts.